A deal has been struck that, for now, averts a strike by longshoremen that could have crippled seaports up and down the East Coast and the Gulf of Mexico. On our newsline, Lorianne LaRocco, author of the Amazon bestseller Dynasties of the Sea, The Shipowners and Financiers Who Expanded the Era of Free Trade. Lorianne, this hasn't really solved the problem, has it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, while retailers and contacts of mine that would be impacted by the shipping industry are relieved, the bottom line is they've kicked the can another 30 days down the road. So we'll be, you know, hopefully they'll come to an agreement. But between now and then, they've got up until January 31st for the dock workers and the shipping companies to come to a formal agreement in regards to the shipping royalties that they are arguing over.
Layman's terms, what is the big issue between the two sides?
The big issue between the two sides is the container royalties, which are payments to union workers based on cargo weight per cargo. And the reason why they're paid this is because the longshoremen's jobs are very, very dangerous. Last year, some 15 people lost their lives out on the docks. They were run over. They were crushed by containers. So this is an additional payment, if you will, for their duty on the job. And that is what is the sticking point right now.
Why should the public care about a dispute between longshoremen and the shipping industry? How does this affect us?
Actually, everybody in the listenership or around the world should really care about this, because 95% of everything in your home has been on a ship. And you and I both know, being here in the East Coast, that we know shipping is extremely important, because what we saw after the devastation of Hurricane Sandy with the gasoline shortages. So the shipping industry is vital to the global economy. National Association of Manufacturers said that for every day that there was a strike, $1 billion would be the price tag associated with such a closure. So it is extremely important that these 14 major ports along the East Coast, spanning from Maine to Houston, remain open.
So what's your best guess? 1 month from now, are we right back in the same mess?
You know, it's very hard to tell. I've been contacting the ILA, which of course is the Longshoremen's Union, as well as the mediators, and they're keeping everything very close to the vest. It is a very sensitive situation right now, and they're all telling me that they're standing by their statement and they're going to continue to talk behind closed doors.
Her Amazon bestseller on the shipping industry is called Dynasties of the Sea, The Shipowners and Financiers Who Expanded the Era of Free Trade. Lorianne LaRocco, thank you.
Thanks for having me.